The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. Hello, hello, welcome back to Sneaky Through the Suburbs. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and today's the fifth episode. Today we'll be talking about friendships, breakups? What? Kind of confusing, but it's just basically friendship breakups. So, I have been on this health journey type of thing, like a mental health journey. And, well, it's basically the journey where I prioritize myself before anything. I have this weird past. Well, it's not really weird. I feel like everyone goes through it. But I have this past where I put others before myself. And it kind of led me into this spot in a way. It turned me into more of a mess when I got into quarantine. It made me feel empty in a way. Like, it made me feel like I have this hole to fill because I'm much more of a people pleaser back then. I always wanted to please people and I never really wanted to please myself. I always wanted to please others before I pleased myself. In the quarantine, I couldn't really do that because we were quarantined at home. We had to stay at home quarantined. And on this self-health, healing, mentally journey I am on, many relationships I once had came to an end. No matter how close they were, if I felt like you weren't putting in the same energy as I'm putting in, it wasn't going to work out. So, with that being said, I am not saying after this episode, you go and end your friendships. But I am saying good friendships and even relationships don't always last forever. So while on this journey I am on, every decision I make will have an immediate impact on me. I'm not saying that if it was a good decision, I'm gonna know right away. I have like this feeling in my gut that you know you made the right decision or not. It's like when you hang out with the right person, you always get this butterfly in your stomach, is how I feel. Like this feeling of excitement in your gut when you know you make the right decision. And well, majority of the time, I force myself to think I made the right decision so I don't regret what has been already done. So regardless if my gut feeling is telling me, oh my God, this is the right thing to do, or oh my God, this is the wrong thing to do, I just block it out. Honestly, at this point, I just block it out. I can't live with no regrets. I have, like I said, I've been on this self-love mental health journey since the beginning of the pandemic. So it has been some time since I've started this journey. I think this pandemic has been going on for about 2 years. So I've been on this self-health journey, this mental health journey for about 2 years now. So I got some experience. I got some weight on my back. You know, I got some medals. So on this journey, I was able to reflect on the current close friendships I had. Because once the pandemic started, I lost touch with the majority of the people I used to hang out with in high school. And so it made me reflect on close friendships I had. When I realized some friendships weren't worth keeping, I started to evaluate myself, evaluate everything that we've done together, everything that we went through, me and that person. And I realized that they weren't giving my mental any positive vibes, no positive ambiance. So I had to just let it go. Mentally, that was hard for me to do, but physically, it was just simple because I didn't have to see this person at school every day. But this one friendship I had was so hard to cut ties with. It was hard to cut ties with because I've known this person for the longest, practically since birth. Since we keep it real on this podcast, I'm gonna just tell you how it is. This friendship that I had with my friend, this friendship I had was pretty toxic bond. It wasn't toxic mentally or physically. It was toxic on the way we bonded. we bonded over talking bad about various family members in our family that we both did not like, or we both did not really get along with. It's not a good thing to bond over, but it made family parties go by fast. Yes, this quote-unquote friend is a family friend, and we're gonna name this person Worldwide. Honestly, I'm only naming this person Worldwide because it reminds me of Mr. Worldwide, you know, Mr. Pitbull. And that was the song that we sang on karaoke for the first time. Don't ask me to sing because I cannot sing. Will never ever sing. You can never catch me singing. So we had this close bond where we can just go to each other for advice or anything. And since I've known this person for the longest, this person was practically my sister, like my sibling. That was practically my blood relative. We did everything together. We went to grab dinners together. We did everything together. If you didn't see her, you didn't see me. If you saw me, you saw her. If you saw her, you saw me. It was like practically kind of exhausting because I get tired of people easily. This is a weird thing of me, but I get really tired of people really easily. I get bored. And so during the course of quarantine, I became more introverted and I stayed in the house mainly. So I didn't really interact with anyone. I really kept to myself majority of the time. I just never spoke up, basically. And I would always let plans fall through because simply I didn't want to go or I didn't want to see anyone. Except for when I wanted to go see Worldwide. I would drop everything to go see Worldwide. If she said she got some food at her house, I'm there. Literally, all you have to do is just bag me with some food and I'll go with you. Towards the middle of quarantine, we stopped getting close because that's when I started taking school more seriously. Like, that was my senior year and I had to get my stuff together and I really was just grinding and grinding and grinding. And so me and Worldwide kind of drifted apart, but we were still friends. We were just not as close as we were. But every time we hung out together, they weren't as fun as they used to be. I knew at that time it was just changed, that everything changed ever since we stopped being really close for months on end. So I stopped trying to put energy into the friendship. I stopped reaching out. I stopped dropping my plans to go see this person. But that doesn't mean that I stopped being friends with that person. I just left it how it was. I left it be, left it alone. What can I do, you know? But in the month of December of 2021, so this was just recently, like last year, I discovered Worldwide was talking badly about me to a friend from high school. Me and Worldwide are not that far in age. We are 2 years apart. I got so hurt because I have done nothing but been nice to this person. I even still to this day would drop everything to go see Worldwide. But ever since I found out that Worldwide, that my friend, my sibling, was talking badly about me, I had this anger within me. Because I have done nothing but been nice to this person. And I'm going to say it again. It truly hurt me. I feel friendship breakups are the worst compared to real relationship breakup. That literally hurts more. I've been through so many breakups before. I've been there, done that. So this was my first actual friendship breakup. This was my first actual, like, real hard-hitting deal. It was so, so hurtful. I have spent so much time with this person. I have put so much effort into this friendship. And they just treat me like a paper bag drifting through the wind. When Katy Perry said, "Do you ever feel like a paper bag drifting through the wind?" I felt that. I felt that in my soul. That, now that song to me now is funny to me, but that line always hits me in the soul. Every time I listen to that song, it just hits me. It hits me where it hurts. But this situation, this friendship ending pushed me into this deep spiral of not knowing what to do or how to approach a situation. I didn't speak about it to anyone. I kept it to myself and acted as if everything was okay. Acted as if me and Worldwide were still friends. Acted as if none of that stuff that Worldwide said was ever said. If you're experiencing the same situation as I'm dealing with, read this article. Honestly, read this article. So I stumbled across this article on Oprah Daily. Not really a stumble. I was watching Drake and Josh, and it was this episode where Josh ran over Oprah, and it made me go onto this website because I was just thinking, was that really Oprah on the show, or was that a stunt double? Well, anyways, if you don't know who Oprah Winfrey is, she's an American talk show host. She's the lady that was like, you get a gift card, you get a gift card, everyone in here gets a gift card. Well, in this article titled How to Move On from a Best Friend Breakup, there's a whole bunch of tips and tricks in that article that they give you, but I'm only going to go over about two. So this very first one, this was the one that caught my attention, which was talk about the situation. It basically states to talk about the situation to anyone, regardless of if they knew the person or if they knew the situation. Just talk about it. In my personal experience, I found it much easier for me to move on from the situation by talking about it. It didn't have to be talking about it to the person that directly dealt with it, or it doesn't have to be talking to the person that I'm directly dealing with. It could be someone that is an outside player. So I normally go to my best friend and talk about the situations I'm going through to her. And letting your feelings roll through you will give you a better feel and a better space to actually think about how to move on with this situation moving forward. As previously stated in episode 2, Your Local Burnout, feelings are tunnels. You must go through them to be mentally over situation. If you haven't heard or you haven't listened to that episode, why don't you go over there and give it to a listen after this episode? It will help connect the dots if you're kind of lost. And the last tip I want to share with you that really caught my attention is to take responsibility for your part of the situation. Regardless if they're talking bad about you or vice versa, take responsibility for your part of the situation. Whether it's the way you react or the way it was built up, take the responsibility. It's easier for you to put everything on the blame on the person you're dealing with, or putting on the blame on your friend for the friendship ending, than taking responsibility for what you've done. Honestly, I've done both, but to keep my mental positive and keep my mental and keep me growing as a person, I take responsibility. I take full responsibility for whatever I've done in the past, for whatever I've let build up, or the way I reacted. And the way I dealt with my situation for my friendship ending was just left it alone. I left it alone. Honestly, silence speaks volume. That is all for today's episode. On next week's episode, episode 6, we'll be talking about speak up, pimpers. We'll be diving into the conversation of speaking up, asking for help. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Peace.